Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Janasia. How may I help you on today?
Yes. I've got a $7.95 charge on my credit card. Could you tell me what that could be?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I would need the zip code to look up an account.
It's 36545.
All right, and what will be the first and last name?
Betty Horton. I've looked this up on my iPad, and it talks like it's a solo system place, but I was just wondering what could be that small of a price.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely looking up that account for you. May you verify that address?
It's 309 Woodland Drive, Jackson, Alabama.
Okay, give me just one second.
Okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I did find an account with that. It looks like, do you remember on the 22nd, let's see here, the 22nd of June, entering into like a sweepstake for maybe a kitchen item? It could have been an Instant Pot.
No, I do not.
So it looks like on the 22nd, probably mistakenly signed up for like a sweepstake or something for a kitchen item. It enters you into that gadget store.
Mm-hmm.
So when it charges, you get a $150 voucher to the email of bettyshome66@icloud.com. So somewhere in your email, you might have gotten, or your spam account, you might have gotten a $150 voucher, and that's what they was paying for.
I have not gotten anything.
Yes, ma'am, because it is a it's an exclusive offer, so it's. All that means is you might have signed up for that sweepstake to win that item.
Okay. What kind of company is this that I'm talking to?
We are a third party. We serve for several products.
Well, when I looked it up on my iPad, this company was like a solar system. Come put in solar systems.
No. We serve for several companies. This is the customer service for those companies.
This is called the New Leaf Quality Electric?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, it had to be a scam then. What do I need to do? I mean, just report it?
You can. It seems like you have an account with us, so you can cancel.
Okay, well, I need to cancel that or either report it to the police.
Yeah, this can be canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you won't get charged because it looks like someone probably could reuse your information.
Okay, well, I need to do that then. Okay.
And I do have a cancellation number. You have pen and paper?
Yes, I do.
It's going to be C as in Charlie. 260. 260.
Mm-hmm.
699.
975.
Okay. All right. From here on out, you shouldn't be getting any charges towards your own card.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with on today?
No. I mean, is there any way I can get that taken off somewhere? That's $7.95.
Give me just a second, okay?
If I could go back to the other company or something.
Okay, so I'm going to issue out the refund to you. Let me see. And it's going to be back in your account between 3 to 5 business days.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to go back to that card ending in 2464.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else I can help you with on today?
No, that's all, but I appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am. You have a great day, and thanks for calling customer support.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.